Today's shir is Lila Nishmas Rav Yehuda Leib ben Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Yotes. We will begin on Daf Yotes Amar Aleph towards the top of the Amar at the Mishnah. It teaches us the Mishnah as we've learned. The time for reading the Megillah is different for a city that doesn't have a wall versus a city that has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. And says the Mishnah, Ben Ir, a person who comes from a city whose time for reading the Megillah is on Yudalad Adar, Shaholach Lekrach, goes to a place where the time for reading the Megillah is on Tezvav Adar, or vice versa. Ben Krach Shaholach Leir, a person who comes from a place that the time to read the Megillah is on Tezvav Adar, comes to a place where the time for reading the Megillah is on Yudal Alad, Im Asad Lach Salim Kaimai, if he will go back to where he comes from, he reads the Megillah as is the halacha where he comes from. Vim lav, but if he intends to stay where he is, and of course the Gemara is going to elaborate on all these halacha, vim lav kari maim, he reads with the place where he is. So the Beis Yosef asks, why does the Mishnah first speak about a person who comes from Ben Ir, from somebody from the 14th going to the 15th? Shouldn't the Mishnah have mentioned in the other way, the somebody from the 15th going to the 14th? So he says that the reason the Mishnah spoke about this order is because typically people come to the cities because that's where all business was done. And that's why the Mishnah spoke about that order versus the order of the dates. It spoke more about the order of what is more common to happen. Mehechen Kari Adamas Megillah, continues the Mishnah, where is it required to begin reading the Megillah? V'yotzbe de Chavasai, to be Mekayim de Mitzvah. And of course, all the Mefarshim point out that L'chatchila, one is supposed to hear the entire Megillah. The entire discussion that we're having now in the Mishnah, which will be discussed in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara as well, is only b'di'evid. It's a shas adchak, where a person doesn't have the opportunity to read the Megillah properly, the whole Megillah. So that's why the question is, what is the essential part of the Megillah? And in fact, the Sif Sicham says, the continuation of the Mishnah is very understandable. He says, because the Mishnah begins by speaking about people who are on the road, so people, and that's why they're not in their city as Purim begins. So says the Sefsechamim, those are the type of people that because of whatever situation they're in, they're not able to read the Megillah entirely. And that's why the Mishnah wants to know that this is, what is the part of the Megillah that you must read. So we learned the Mishnah began with Alocha ben Ir Shalach Lekrach, or vice versa. Says the Gemara, Amar, and we learned that if he's going back home, then he reads where he's supposed to read. Comments the Gemara, comments Rava. Lo Shanu, this halacha was only stated, Elish Asa Lachse Belel Abba Asar. That means somebody is from a city that reads the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. He finds himself on the 14th of Adar at night in a city without a wall. And since he's going to go home before the morning of the 14th, so that's why he reads the Megillah on the 15th where he comes from. Aval, ain't osu lachs b'leil avasar. If he's going to remain in that city the night of the 14th, kariyaman, he reads with them at the night of the 14th and the day of the 14th, even though on the day of the 14th, he will still be going back home to the city that's the 15th. It doesn't make a difference. Once he was in the city of the 14th, in the morning of the 14th, the halacha is that he reads on the 14th. But the Sharet Siyan in Simen Tofresh Peiches, Sifkotan Yud Zayin, says this halacha only applies if he's going to be there in the morning with enough time to be there in the morning, that he could hear the Megillah in the morning. But if he won't be there in the morning that long, even though he was there at night, he reads it in the morning. Furthermore, as Rashi and all other Rishonim, Rashban, Ritva, teach us. The main point is, where is he going to be on the 14th in the morning? Because they explain, as we've learned earlier in our Masechta, the primary time for reading the Megillah is actually the morning of the 14th of Purim. Since the primary time for reading the Megillah is on the 14th, by day, the time that determines when you're mechuyev in Megillah or not, what is your chi Megillah this year, is in the time where you are in the morning. Because that's the primary time. Now, another question. So we're dealing with an individual who lives in a city where Purim is on the 15th, but he happens to be in the city on the 14th in the morning. And the question, and he's therefore, as our Gemara just said, obligated to read the Megillah on the 14th in the morning, on the 14th, and not only in the morning, but even the night before, if he was there already the night before. But he's traveling back home on the 14th. So now the question, on the 14th, and he will be home on the 15th. So now the question that we need to discuss is, this person mechuyev to hear the Megillah on the 15th again? So Rashi, Tosfos' opinion, that he doesn't have to hear the Megillah again on the 15th. He heard the Megillah already on the 14th, as the halacha was required him to do. And therefore, once he fulfilled the mitzvah of Purim, there's no reason that he has to do the Megillah again. However, the Meiri disagrees. And the Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba quotes O Yerushalmi that the halacha is that he has to, since he is from the city of the 15th, and he's going to be there on the 15th, the halacha is that he has to hear the Megillah on the 15th again. And the Chazon Ish actually paskens like the Rashba, not only does the Chazon Ish say that the halacha follows the opinion of the Rashba, but the halacha, he goes so far to say that he has to read the Megillah again with a bracha. That's how far the Chazon Ish says that the psak of the Rashba is correct. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Menale, from where do I know that even if you were in the city for just one day, as we just described, he was in the city the night of the 14th, and he's going back home the 15th, but he was there the night and the morning, he reads it on the 14th, because it says in the Megillah, Alken Ayudim HaProzim, Hayoshim Ba'arei HaProzos, Oysim Esyoim HaBa'osel Chodesh Ador, Simcho Mishta, V'yontav Mishloich Manas Ishlareyu. Michti. So ask the Gemara. We see the Pasuk. The Pasuk speaks about Hayohudim HaProzim. There's people that live in the city that's open, no wall. So why does Lami L'michtim, why does the Megillah have to repeat itself with the words Hayoshvim Barei HaProzos? Says the Gemara, what the Pasuk is trying to teach us, Hakam Ashmalon, the pros penyamai, that somebody who's there one day is ikri pros, then it's considered a pros. But he has to be there at the beginning of the day. And has to be there at the beginning of the day, as we said, that he should be able to read the Megillah by day. Mashkacham pros. So ask the Gemara, this Pasuk spoke about a person from who's in the city on Yodalad. But ask the Gemara, Mukaf Menolon, how do we know that it goes the other way as well? That if somebody is in the in Purim on the 15th, and he's there in the morning, he's Mechuyev, says the Gemara, Svaru. It's a simple Svaru. Just like Pruz Ben Yomikari Pruz, if you're just there for one day, that's enough to make you into a Pruz. It goes the other way around, that Mukaf Ben Yomikari, if you're there for one day, Kari Mukaf. The Chazon Ish says that if you come into the town, let's say you live in a city that's the 15th, but you're in the city of the 14th, but you only arrived at the 14th after Tzeis Kechavim. The Chazon Ish says a very bechiddush, that since your city is really the 15th, and as also we have to understand, you're going to be back in the 15th, you're going to be back in your city on the 15th. The only reason you're reading the Megillah on the 14th, because you're there for one day. That's only you're only considered having been there for one day if you're truly there for one day. But if you weren't there as the day began, if you weren't there as Seisa Kechavim began, then the halach is that you're not considered, that you have to read the Megillah on the 14th. The Prima Godim and the Mishnah Berurah disagree. They take the opposite approach. They take the approach that since we just mentioned that the important time, or the most important time to look at, is where you are in the morning. For as we explained, the morning is when you have the primary Kriyas Megillah. The halacha is, says the Prima Godim, Mishnah Berurah, if you're there in the morning, even though you weren't there at night, you would have to read it in the morning. Derma says if somebody was in a desert on a boat, he has to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, like most people have to read it on the 14th of Adar. But there's a big machloikis, how to understand what does the Rama mean. The Aruch HaShulchan means that we're talking about a person who will not be back on his... He comes from a town that the time that that town reads the Megillah is Tezvav Adar, but he won't be back in town by Tezvav Adar. So now the question is, what should he hear of Purim? Should he hear of Purim Yud Aleph Adar or Tezvav Adar? So says the Rama, since most people hold Purim Yud Aleph Adar, he should hold Purim Yud Aleph Adar. But if he'll be back home by 15th of Adar, then he should not read it on the 14th, he should read it on the 15th. The Eli Rabba disagrees, and he says that even if he's going to be back in town by the 15th, right now, he's not in his town on the 15th. Right now, and therefore anybody who lives in the town that's on the 15th, but is not in that town on the 15th, is anywhere else on the 14th, has to read it on the 14th. The Prima Godim also says that if somebody went to on the 14th to a town, as we described earlier in our Masechta, there were certain cities that were not quite certain if they had a war from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. And the halach is that we've discussed that those cities should read on the 14th and the 15th. And a person is in such a city and he intends to remain in that city on the 14th and the 15th. So says the Prima Godim, he has to read the Megillah on the 14th, but he doesn't have to read it on the 15th. Why? So explains the Prima Godim that the truth is, we don't know if anybody has to read the Megillah in this town on the 15th. Because as I just said, we're not certain about the status of this town. Is this a town that the Zman Megillah is on the 14th, or is this a town whose Zman Megillah is on the 15th? Moreover, this person doesn't live in this town. He just happens to be in this town. But his town where he comes from reads on the 14th because that's the Zman for that town. Says the Prima Godim, such an individual should only ask to hear the Megillah on the 14th. And even though everybody else in this location where he finds himself is reading the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, he only has to hear the Megillah on the 14th. Vamarava, Ben Kfar, Shalach Lir. As we began our Masechta, we spoke extensively in the beginning of the Masechta that Chazal made a rule that the people who lived in the villages could read them. They used to come into town on the Mondays and Thursdays, as we discussed, and they could read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel if they happened to be the Monday and Thursday. So says Rava, if a person who lives in such a village came to a town on Yud Aleph Adar and he already heard the Megillah on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis or Yud Gimel, Benkach or Benkach, it doesn't make a difference what's going to be his experience on Purim. Kairi Imam, he has to hear the Megillah on 14th. And Rav explains itself. My Tama, Haikimnei Iyak Baila Mikri, because really, explains Rava, the time when this person is supposed to read the Megillah is on the 14th. Because in the town where he lives, Purim is supposed to be on the 14th of Adar. But as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, Chazal were lenient to the people of the villages that in order that they should be available to supply water and food to the people in the towns, they should be able to read the Megillah early on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Hani Mili, but says Rava, when and to whom was that said? Kiise beduchte, if he's remaining in his village. Aval kiise beir, if he happens to be in the city on Yudalad Adar, kibnei ir by lemikri, he has to read it on Yudalad Adar. Says Taisus, the very maskal ben, that the person from the village doesn't have to read the Megillah on Yudalad if he was in his village on Yudalad by night and he came to the town on the 14th in the morning. And again, the explanation is like we said before, since as Purim, really, he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Purim. When was he Mekayim Mitzvahs Purim? On Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Jess was saying that because he finds himself in the city that the time to read the Megillah is Yodalad, he finds himself there, so that's, as we said, the primary time to read the Megillah, so that's why he has to read the Megillah then. But, say the Paiskim, that's only if he was there for the entire Yodalad. But if he wasn't there for the entire Yodalad, then he doesn't have to read the Megillah on Yodalad. He will fulfill the mitzvah with the reading of the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Esrei Abaya asks Abaya on what Rava just paskin from the following brisa. It says in the brisa, Ben krach shaholach liir, or ben kach, if a person from the krach came to the city, whether he's going to be going back on the night of the 14th, or whether not, he has to read the Megillah on Tezvov. Ask the Gemara, Ben Krach, Salka Daitach. If we're talking about a Ben Krach, the Bryce is speaking about, but Mosalach Satali Milsa. It depends where he's going to be as Purim begins. El Laf, isn't the Bryce speaking about a Ben Kfar? And the Bryce is saying that a Ben Kfar Shaholach Le'ir, whether he's going to go back or whether he's not going to be back, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah when he read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Not like Rava, who said that if he finds himself there, he has to read it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, he has to read it again on Yud Dalet. Says the Gemara, says Rava Tobaya, V'lav Terutz Temratzta, we had to amend and modify this Braisa. So since this is a Braisa, which is obviously, as it is stated, not 100% accurate, we should change the wording and say, Kari Imam, that if the person from the village finds himself in the town, he has to read the Megillah with them in the town. So we discussed in our Mishnah, Mehecha Kari Adam Es Megillah V'yotz B'dei Chavosoi. What is the essential part of the Megillah? Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, M'melayla hu, Shadito, Nododo Shnas HaMelech. From the part of the Megillah, where we learned in the Mishnah, just to review the Mishnah, Ramei said Kuloi, Rav Yudin said Mish Yehudi, Rav Yossi said Me'acha Advar Me'elo, and the Braisa says that Rav Shimon Yechai's opinion is M'melayla hu Nododo Shnas HaMelech. And now the Megillah begins to explain each opinion. Amar Rav Yochanan, the Kula Mikra Echadarshu. All of them take their opinion from the same Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says in the Megillah, towards the end of Megillah, V'tichtav Esther HaMalka Bas Avichayel, U'martcha Es Yehudi, as kol toikef, the entire strength, the main nes, L'kayim Seguris HaPurim Azoy Sushenis. Man Amma Kula, the Man Amma says that the entire Megillah must be read, you have to speak about all of the entire Megillah is about Achashverosh. And since it also, the Toikov refers to Achashverosh, and since it speaks about the strength of Achashverosh, we have to begin from the beginning of the Megillah, where Achashverosh was king of all those countries and he made the feast. All of it has to be mentioned. Mandam Ish Yehudi, the Toikov that's referred to here is Toikva Shel Mordechai, because that's where Mordechai from Ish Yehudi we begin to see Mordechai, who Mordechai was. Uman Dama Ma'acha Advar Ma'amel Eila Gidla Melech Achashverosh as Haman Ben Amdasi. We speak, the Toikva refers to the Toikva Shel Haman, and since we speak about the Toikva Shel Haman, that's where we start seeing the strength of Haman. Uman Dama that we just learned of Shimon ben Yochai's opinion that we have to start reading from Belayla who Nodesh Nasa Melech, because that's where Toikva Shel Neis, that's where we begin from the beginning of Neis. So the River of Ephraim asks, that according to the opinion that we have to speak about Tokfei Shel Haman, so we should indeed begin reading from Achad Varma Eila, Gila Melcha Cheshverus Haman, but why do we have to read to the end of the Megillah? The strength of Haman ends at the point that he was hung on the tree. Why do we have to continue reading the rest of the Megillah? So the Sefer Arachama explains that Reb Yossi agrees we have to mention both the Tokfei Shel Haman and the Tokfei Shel Nes. But he holds that the Tokfei Shel Nes does not begin from Belaila who nodded to Shnas HaMelech. The Tokfei Shel Nes begins from when Haman was promoted. That Haman, even though he was promoted to such a serious position, ultimately had his downfall. Why does the Nes begin from Elilah who nodded Shnas HaMelech? Because that's when Achashverosh read about what Mordechai did on his behalf, and that's when he called Haman, and that's when Haman said what to do, and Mordechai, as we learned early in the Masechta, was given such great honor. That's when things started turning around in the favor of the Jews. Rav Huna Amar Mihocha. Rav Huna says that the main part of the Megillah is the pasuk Al Kain Karol Yom Elu Purim Al Shem Apur Al Kain Al Kol Adivrei Eger Sazois Umaro Al Kacha Umagia Lahem. The Megillah, when they determine the Megillah, that's what is the main part of the Nes. Manda Amar Kula. It says the Gemara, the Manda Amar Rameir, who said in the Mishnah that we have to read the entire Megillah. Ma Ra'ach Hashverish. The explanation is as follows. What caused Achashverosh, Shnishtam Bekelim Shel Beis HaMikdash, that he used the Kelim that he asked from the Beis HaMikdash? Al Kocha, Mishum Deheshiv Shivin Shnin. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, he calculated the 70 years that from the Churban Abayis. V'lo Ifrit, and he saw that Klai Yisrael was not saved. So that's why he thought that there was no any more hope for Klai Yisrael. And that's why he took the Kalim, and that's why he thought he could do whatever he wants with Klai Yisrael, or Magia Aleim. And what ultimately happened was the Kotel Vashti. The Vashti was murdered. Since this is all essential to the Nes of Purim, that's why it has to be mentioned. So the Chasam Sofer explained that really Vashti was not sentenced to death. The Chachamim just said that she ended up dying. Because the pasuk says, "Umalchuso yitin amelach lerusa atayve mimena." It says, so already it said that Achashverosh was upset with Vashti. So he explains that originally, all Achashverosh said was because Vashti had refused to appear before him, she should no longer be able to be his wife. They then went and added to the decree of Achashverosh and put her to death. And only because of that did the Nes with Esther happen. And that's why it's important to mention it from the beginning of the Megillah. Umanda Mish Yehudi, Ma'ra Mordechai de Ikni Behaman. Why did Mordechai start up with Haman? We know, we learned that Osel is Garis Rishoyim. One should not really tease Rishoyim. Al Kocha, Haman, the Shavin Nafshe Avodah Zorah, because Haman had declared himself into Avodah Zorah, Uma Agiyaleim, and because Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachveh, that's why Yisrach Shnishta, the Nes happened. And actually, and there's interesting Shaila, Machloikis Hapoiskim. Of course, we know that a Jew is not allowed to bow down to an Avodah Zorah. What's the halacha if there's a king wearing an Avodah Zorah around his neck? May one bow down to such an Avodah Zorah? And actually, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei Simen Kuf Nun brings a machloikus. The opinion of Marie Oppenheim is that you're allowed to, because it's not your intention to bow down to the Avodah Zorah, it's just your intention to bow down to the individual who happens to be wearing an Avodah Zorah. The Trumas Hadeshin says that you're not allowed to bow down. And the raya that Trumas Hadeshin brings is our Gemara, because our Gemara says that they bow down to the Tzelem. Now, what was the Tzelem? It wasn't that Haman was wearing an Avodah Zorah around his neck. And Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman because he considered it bowing down to an Avodah Zorah. And that's why it's considered that, that's why the Halach is, that's why he says one can't even bow down to somebody who's wearing an Avodah Zorah around the neck. The Iyun Yaakov explains the Gemara this way. The man Dhamma that says we speak about the Tokfa Shal Achashverosh to teach us that even though Achashverosh was a very strong king, we find that he did something unusual for a strong king. He abolished his decree. The man Dhamma that says we found Tokfa Shal Mordechai was that even though Mordechai was such an important person in the government of Achashverosh, he was the Mishnah Lamelech, he could not save Klal Yisrael because they did an Aveira. The mandam that says we follow the Tokfa Shel Haman to teach us that even though Haman was such an arch enemy of Klal Yisrael and he did so much to harm Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us. And the mandam that says Tokfa Shel Neis is to teach us that the main lesson, as we've said a number of times, the main lesson of the Megillah, the main lesson of Purim, is that even though everything looks like it was Derech HaTeva, it looks like there was no open nes, it's everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Even when it's not obvious that it's a nes, it really is a nes. Why was Haman such an enemy of the Jews? Because Mordechai refused to bow down to him, and that got him so upset. But what was the end of Haman? They were all hung on a tree. Why did Achashverosh all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, need to read from his book? Esther had invited Achashverosh with Haman to that meal, and that got Haman, that got Achashverosh concerned that maybe there's a plot against him. And what that caused him was to start thinking, is he the kind of individual that if somebody does him a favor, no, he doesn't pay back properly? Because he was certain that if he wasn't that type of a person, then people would have told him if there was a plot against him. So he wanted to see what is his history, how does he behave. And we know that happened to Srech Nishkas. The halach is that you're supposed to read the entire Megillah. And even according to the mandam that says it's satisfactory for Mish Yehudi, that's only as far as what you have to read. But as far as the Megillah itself, the halach is that the Megillah to be considered a kosher Megillah has to be, you have to have the entire Megillah. And if you don't have the entire Megillah, then it's not, you're not, and even if you read the part and you have written the part that is essential, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And the Sefer Tur Megillah explains, because as we're going to learn, the Megillah is considered a Sefer. And since the Megillah is considered a sefer is only considered a sefer when it's complete. And if we don't have the complete Megillah, it's not considered a sefer, and you're not yotze the mitzvah. V'amar b'chelba, as we just learned, as we just mentioned, v'amar b'chelba amar b'chuma b'gurya amar rav, Megillah nekra sefer. We see that the Megillah is called a sefer, as the pasuk says, "Amame es dekiyem divrei apur me'ela v'nichta b'sefer nekra igeres," and it's called a letter. The Gaira Sefer, to teach us, She'im Tofer B'chutei Pishtan, if you use linen thread to tie, to sew the ureas together, Psula. Because just like a Sefer Torah has to be tied together with Gidin of an animal, so too must the Megillah be done, say. For the Gaira, She'im Hitta B'shlosh Tzchutei Gidin, if you put just three stitches, Kshera. Amar Rav Nachman, even though we're learning the three stitches are fine, Ovachem Shloshim, they have to be equally three. So the Ritva explains that what does the Gemara mean when we say that it's considered a sefer? That it has to be, as we discussed in our previous shir, that it has to have sirtut, it has to be written with bedioy, it has to be written on parchment. On the other hand, we're learning that it's also called an igeris. What do we know? What does it mean that's called an agreeris? That the halachas that apply by Kriyas HaTorah don't apply necessarily by Megillah. That means there's a different tamim, there's a different trop that's used for the Megillah versus the Sefer Torah. And there's another halacha that when we read the Megillah, which we see in the shul, is that the entire Megillah should be spread out when we read the Megillah. Of course, that is not the halacha by Sefer Torah, but it is a halacha by the Megillah. And we just learned that it has to have shloish shechutin sherim. It has to have these three chutin made out of gidin, and they have to be mishloshim. But there's a very big machloikis. What is the definition of mishloshim? Rashi explains that mishloshim means that there has to be equal distance between the first stitch and the second stitch, and from the second stitch to the third stitch, and then from the third stitch to the bottom of the sefer. And Tosfos says that where we learn this lesson, that's the definition of mishloshim, because the Torah says regarding the Ari Miklat, where somebody who murdered somebody has to run to the Ari Miklat, and the Torah says v'shilashta, and that's the way v'shilashta is done. The Rif, however, holds that two stitches should be done, one on the top of the page, one on the bottom of the page, and one of the middle of the page. The Rambam's opinion is that you have to have three stitches on the top of the page, three stitches in the middle of the page, and three stitches on the bottom of the page. And the Rosh says that L'chatchila, one should have five stitches. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah or Paskin, that if one could fulfill the opinion of the Rambam and have stitches throughout from top to bottom, that is what's best. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmul, HaKarim Megula Ksuvim Ben Ksuvim. We have Ksuvim written in a scroll, and the Megillah's Esther is one of the Ksuvim, and you have the Megillah written in one of those Ksuvim. The Halacha is Lo Yotza. He's not Yotza the Mitzvah. And the reason is that you have to have the Megillah separate. The reason you have to have the Megillah separate, explains Rashi, because as we keep on repeating, the whole point of Kriyas Megillah is Persumei Nisa. If the Megillah is just a sefer amongst the rest of the Ksuvim, you don't have that Persumei Nisa. And as the Yushalmi explains, the Yushalmi says, Mnei Yoitis. They're going to think that the Megillah is just a Haftarah. That just like we read Haftarah every Shabbos, the Megillah is a Haftarah. And they won't realize what the Megillah is. What makes the Megillah special? Comments Rava. Amar Rava loy amaron adloy mechasru miyatra pirata. The halacha is this halacha that if the Megillah is amongst the rest of the ksuvim, you can't read from the Megillah that way, is if it's equal in height to all the other ksuvim. Avol mechasru miyatra pirata. If it's a little shorter than the rest of the other ksuvim, or it's a little taller than the rest of the other ksuvim, less lamba, there is no problem. Because the halacha is that you can notice that this Megillah, that this is different than the rest. Says the Gemara, Levi Bar Shmuel have a kari kamei the Rabbi Yehuda. Levi Bar Shmuel was reading the Megillah, and the Megillah had ksuvim ben ksuvim, and the Megillah that was written amongst the other ksuvim. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Levi Bar Shmuel, didn't we just learn, Harei Amara, kari ben Megillah, ksuvim ben ksuvim, lo yotza? So how are you reading from such a Megillah? Amar Rav Chibar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Hakara Megillah Ben Ksuvim Lo Yotza Machalayim Mecha. So he hit him. In other words, he said you're wrong. Then Tzibur Shanu. This is only Betzibur. So the Machloik is what Pshat Betzibur is. Some explain that Tzibur means that when we're reading the Megillah, not in the proper time, but when we're reading the Megillah in the proper time, then everybody knows that today is Purim, and since everybody knows that today is Purim, the halacha is you can read the Megillah even when it's not noticeable that it's different than all the rest of the Ksuvim, the scroll. There's another pshat that the Turi Oven suggests. He suggests that we learned early in the Masechta that in certain times you have to read the Megillah b'tzibur. To be yoytz the mitzvah, you have to have 10 people. And there's certain times that you can read the Megillah even b'yichidus. So the pshat in the Gemara is that if you're reading the Megillah in a time where you have to read a b'tzibur, So it's obvious that you need to show that you're reading the Megillah to do the mitzvah. Therefore, the Megillah has to be different than the rest of the other ksuvim. If you're reading the Megillah in a time where you don't have to have a minyan for the reading of the Megillah, the halacha will also be that it could be read from a Megillah that's amongst the other ksuvim. That when you sew the pages of the Megillah together, halacha mashma Sinai, that the halacha is that you have to have the top and the bottom not sewed up all the way to the top and the bottom. And he says that is halacha mashma Sinai. Says the Mara, machlay maicha. He hit him. He protested. He says lo amru el kadesh lo yikra. When we're going to roll the sefer the Megillah, if they're stitched all the way to the top and the bottom, then it's very possible they're going to tear. But if there's loom on the top and the bottom that they're not stitched all the way to the top and the bottom, so it's not going to be so tight. And if you're going to roll it, even if you're going to roll it, you're not going to tear it. Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Molon Mishtaya, Ma'oro Shem Amar by Moshe. Had Moshe Rabbeinu remained in the cave where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu all of his glory. And as we know, the Pasuk says, V'hoye ba'avu k'voidi, v'samticha b'nikras atzir, v'sakoysi kapecha alecha ar avri, v'kein, and then similarly, Eliyahu Navi was in the cave on Har Chariv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by. K'molei nekev ma'ach et sitkes, if there would have been the small opening, the tip of a needle, l'neyoychelem lamed, they could have never survived because of the great glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai. No one could survive seeing the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Rav Chiba Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Mai Diksiv, V'aleim K'kol Advar, V'yitin Hashem Elai, Eshnei Luchas Avonim, K'suvim Be'etz Belakim, V'aleim K'kol Advar, Mashatiba Hashem Imochem Bahar, V'lamet Shaharel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Duke Torah. We know that Shas is full of what sort of drushes, Miutim and Ribuyim, the Duke Seifrim, what the Chachamim added, Uma Shas Seifrim Asidim L'Chadish, and everything that's going to be a Chiddush, what is the Chiddush? My new Mikra Megillah. So some explain that it doesn't mean strictly Mikra Megillah. It means all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanon. But I did see a different pshat, that when we think about the Rabbanons are typically here to protect the rices. That Chazal made Gedorim, Chazal made different rules to make sure that we should not, Chas v'Shalom, ever violate a derisa. When we think about Mikra Megillah is very different. Because Mikra Megillah is not here connected to a din daraisa. It's an entirely new halacha that the Chazal instituted. And that's what makes Mikra Megillah unique, and that's why there's a need to have a special pasuk about Mikra Megillah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kshem Likras Megillah, everybody may read the Megillah, Chutz Micheresh, besides an individual who could speak and not hear, Shoita is an individual who's unfortunately not on the proper mental capacity for cotton. Yehuda machsh b'cotton. Rabbi Yehuda says a cotton can read the Megillah. So Tosfos explains that whenever in Shas it says cheresh, it always means a cheresh she'ena medaber ve'ena shemeya, can't speak or hear. Here it has to be different. It has to be somebody who could speak but not hear, because if he can't speak, he certainly can read the Megillah. And we learned now, Machlokes, about a cotton. So Tosfos asks, which cotton are we talking about? If we're talking about a cotton shlo higia l'chinuch, that he's not old enough, that he's not mechuyv to hear the Megillah, so how could Yehuda say that it could be yotza? And if he is a cotton that's old enough, so ask Tosfos, so once there's a cotton that's higia l'chinuch, he has a chiv to do all the mitzvahs. So the mitzvah to do, his obligation to do mitzvahs is a drabonim. The mitzvah of Megillah is a drabonim. So why can't this person who has one chiv drabonim be mitzi the other individual who also has a chiv drabonim, even though he's a cotton and he's a gadol? So Tosfos explains, because that the chiv of a cotton is based on two drabonims.
One is because the entire mitzvah of Megillah is of the Rabbanon, and his obligation is the chiyuv
of chinuch, which is a drabonon. Whereas a gadol only has one chiyuv drabonon. So somebody who has two chiyuv drabonon cannot be mitzi somebody who has only one chiyuv drabonon. The Ran explains that a katan shegil chinuch is not mechuyuv in mitzvahs. His chiyuv is not his chiyuv. His chiyuv is the chiyuv of the father. A father has an obligation to be mechanech the katan. So therefore, the katan's chiyuv is not his chiyuv, whereas the gadol's chiyuv is his own chiyuv. The Rashba takes a different approach. He says, yes, a katan is mechuyev midrabbanan and a gadol is mechuyev midrabbanan, but they come from very different places. The katan's obligation is an obligation of chinuch, that he should be accustomed to do mitzvahs, so that when he becomes a gadol, he will continue doing mitzvahs, whereas a gadol has his independent chiyuv. The Amiri says that the chiv of Megillah should not be understood. It's just the chiv of the Rabbanon. He says the chiv of Megillah is a chiv of Medivri Kabbalah. And something which is Medivri Kabbalah is a higher level chiv than a Rabbanon. So he says that the chiv of a cotton is a chiv of the Rabbanon. And the chiv of the Godel is a Divrei Kabbalah. Somebody who's Mechuyim with the Rabbanon cannot be Maitzi somebody who's Mechuyim with Divrei Kabbalah. The Tori Evan has a different approach. He says the reason one person could read the Megillah on behalf of another person is because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. But explains the Tori Evan that the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh doesn't apply by Ketanim. Only Gedolim, us adults, so we are responsible one for the other to make sure that we all fulfill the mitzvah. But that halacha doesn't apply by Ketanim, and therefore a katan cannot read the Megillah on behalf of a gadol. So Taisus quotes a Gemara Masechta Psachim that says Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef said the Megillah on behalf of other people, even though Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind and they're not mechuyev in mitzvahs. So Taisus asks, why are we learning that the katan who's not mechuyev in mitzvahs can't be mitzi a gadol, and a sumah who's not mechuyev in mitzvah can? So Taisus answers that somebody who's blind, before he was blind, was mechuyev b'mitzvahs. But the katan was never mechuyev b'mitzvahs. And Rabbi Chanan explains that because the problem with Taisus's pshat is what's going to be with halacha regarding somebody who, unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan, was born blind. So explains Rabbi Chanan. A person who's blind, the way the halacha looks at him is like a mitzvah at night. If you have a mitzvah that can only be performed by day, so at night you can't perform the mitzvah, that doesn't mean you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Of course you're mechuyev in mitzvah. Just night is not the time where this mitzvah can be performed. The Suma, explains Rabbi Chanan and explains Taisus, is mechuyev in mitzvahs. There's an external issue. It's like night, that unfortunately he's blind. The katan is not like night. The katan is a person who's entirely excluded from the mitzvah. And that's why a sumah, they were able to be mitzi people in the mitzvah of saying that Agadah Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, but they can't be mitzi. A katan cannot be mitzi Agadah in the Megillah. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana that holds the Cheresh the Eved Namaloi, that even the Eved a Cheresh cannot be mitzi somebody else, Mikra Megillah? Amar Masna, Rabbi Yosi. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The Tanan Kar Shema, the Loy Shmila Oznoi. If somebody read the Shema and didn't hear the words, Yotzer. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer Loy Yotzer, because he holds Shema Yisrael, Hashmel Oznocha, Mashmoitzim Epicha, and therefore hearing is Ma'akif, and therefore he's going to hold the same thing as in our Mishnah. If you can't hear, then you can't be mitzi somebody else. Omemai, Rav Yosihi, asked him, why are we saying that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Yosihi? V'diyevet namiloi, and our Mishnah says when somebody's a cherish, he can't be mitzi somebody else. Even v'diyevet, dilma, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Yehuda. L'chatchilu hu deloi. Our Mishnah is only saying l'chatchilu, you shouldn't rely on the Kriyas Megillah of a cherish. Ha'v'diyevet shepedami, says the Gemara. It's difficult to say that our Mishnah is only speaking about L'chatchil and not B'diyevet. Because the Mishnah compares Cheresh Dumi to Shait of a Cotton. Ma Shait of a Cotton, the Yevid Namiloi. A Shait of a Cotton can't be Maitzi Megillah even with the Yevid. So it must be that the Cheresh that's being discussed in our Mishnah, the Yevid Namiloi, can't be Maitzi even with the Yevid. Who is the Cotton of our Mishnah? So Rashi says that the Cotton of our Mishnah is somebody who is 9 or 10 years old. But many Rishonim disagree with Rashi because they explain that the din of 9 or 10 was said regarding fasting. But every mitzvah, the age of chinuch is a different age. B'dema, says the Gemara, why are we saying that just because shayt of a cotton cannot be mitzi even by the yevid, so too must be the halacha by the cherish? Maybe hakadisa v'hakadisa. That the shayt of a cotton can't even be mitzi by the yevid, but the cherish can be mitzi by the yevid. Says the Gemara, Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer. Rehuda machsh b'katan. Rehuda says that a katan can read the Megillah. B'chlal, the Reisha lav Rehuda. That's obvious that the Tana Kam of our Mishnah is not Rehuda. Says the Gemara, V'dimma kula Rehuda. And the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Rehuda. And the way to understand the Mishnah is Trey Gavni Katani. He's speaking about two different types of Katani. And this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Hakol k'shem l'kris Megillah. Everybody can read the Megillah. Chutz mi'cher shayt v'katan. B'medvar mamurim b'katan shloi gil l'chinuch, as we just spoke about. Ah, b'katan shloi gil l'chinuch, afil l'chatchila, Rabbi Yehuda machsh b'katan. So says the Gemara, so the way we're learning the Mishnah now, b'may kim tik Rabbi Yehuda, how we explain the Mishnah, when the Mishnah was saying the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or the Eved. And the halacha is that but the Eved, it's only but the Eved and Cheresh that the Cheresh Shema v'Lashmil Ozna Yotza, that the Yotza but the Eved Nal Chathila. Ask the Mara, the Tani, it says in the Braisa, Yehuda B'Reid of Shimon Pazi, Cheresh Metav Ven Shemeya, Tarim Al Chathila. Even though he doesn't hear the Bracha, he could still take off Truma. Mani, whose opinions I follow? Ear Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved Nami. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to hear. L'chathila loy. The Rabbi Yossi, the Yevid Nami loy. So who does this opinion that says that Torim l'chatchila? Rabbi Yehuda is only Mekel b'dievid, and Rabbi Yossi is not even Mekel b'dievid. So who would that Mishnah be following? Velamai, so you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that fil l'chatchila, and that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even l'chatchila, if you don't hear, you could be Moitzi. And that's why we'll be able to understand the din about a tyrim that can't hear. Ask the Gemara, Ahad Tanya, Levarach on the Birchas Hamazon Belibay. A person should not say Birchas Hamazon without articulating the words. Vimbirech, but if he did say Birchas Hamazon without hearing the words, Yotza. Mani, according to the way we're standing now, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to hear. Loi Rabbi Yossi, who says that if even with the evidence, it's not good. So, Rabbi Yehuda, I feel l'chatchila. So if we're going to say that the Bryce is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, even l'chatchila, you should be able to say benching without saying the words. V'Rabbi Yossi, I feel the Eved Lamiloi. Says the Gemara, Loi Lam Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. V'afil l'chatchila. And even l'chatchila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to hear the words. V'loi kasha. But we have all these theorists. How do we reconcile? Hadi day. Rabbi Yehuda himself held that you don't have to hear even l'chatchila. Hadi Rebbe. His Rebbe held that, whose Rebbe was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, held that l'chatchila you have to hear the words. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hakar Shema Tzor Shiasmiya L'Oznoi. When you say Shema, you have to hear the words. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashmei L'Oznecha Mashata Moitzi Mipicha. Ramei disagrees, and he holds you don't have to hear the words. Because he says, Achsher anoichim etzavcha hayoim al vavecha, acha kavanas advarim, acha kavanas alev hein dvarim. The main thing is what you hear. So now, we're going to understand the two braises. That the braise that says that somebody who doesn't hear could take off truma l'chatchila, and the braise that says that if you say birchas hamazon and you didn't hear it, you yoitza, could follow the following. Hashtas is lahachi, that Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that B'diavad it's fine, but not l'chatchil if you can't hear. I feel a time Rabbi Yehuda could Rabbi Sfirlei. We could have Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi. V'had etani, Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon b'pazei, the one that holds that a cherish could take truma l'chatchila, even though he can't hear the bracha, it's going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, you don't have to hear. Rabbi Yehuda will hold like his Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the l'chatchila you have to hear, only b'diavad, it's acceptable if you didn't hear.